It's the Friday edition of the Lars Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi, I'm Paul Harris. Ian Geist, Dan Strauss here with me, and now it's your chance to join us to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you can call us now at 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. For people who are first-time listeners or have never heard the Harris Challenge, here's how it works. Each of our contestants is going to get a choice of three categories. In those categories, there are going to be five questions. Each of those questions has a point value associated to it. We start with the one-pointer, then the two, then the three, then the four, then the five. So you can get a total of 15 points, but you don't have to get all 15 points to win. You just have to do better than half of the points. So eight or better will make you a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul. Who's taking callers? We do have some wonderful prizes from the Old Town Donut Shop. Ooh. We have a dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
And they have two locations in Cottleville or Florissant.
Donuts.
Also, we have
I'm
from
stalling,
Werenberg Theaters.
While you find the rest of the prizes.
No, we're good.
Okay.
From Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have free movie passes. You might want to see Maze Runner, or we have The Intern. We have a whole slew of movies to choose from. Peroni's Pizza Gift Card.
Mm-hmm.
They have a couple of locations, one in Florissant and their new location in O'Fallon, Missouri, at M&P.
Okay.
Also, we have Family Nuts gift certificate, mm-hmm. which entitles you to one free hand-dipped ice cream mm-hmm. or a half pound of elite chocolate or nuts.
Mm-hmm. I like the unsalted roasted cashews if you're buying some from me. Thank you very much.
Ooh, unsalted.
Mm.
I don't like the unsalted.
Well, then you can get those and bring them in here because I'll get more because Dan won't eat them.
Okay. All right. And if you get the clean sweep.
Yes, if you get all 15 points, we throw in a bonus prize.
That's right. You're going to get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund and Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus mm-hmm. brunch on Sunday.
And you can check. I just want to point out, people ask me about the crack sticks. They think we're making a joke about this.
No.
And I guess I need to explain this every few months. They have, when you go in there, they have pasta, just hard, dry pasta that's right there in a glass on your table, but it's got spices on it that once you start eating this thing and it's crunching around in your mouth, the spices have the same effect as crack cocaine in that you can't stop eating them.
Oh, no, you cannot stop.
No.
And I would also suggest the flash fried spinach.
Yes. But, in fact, I have said to Jimmy, you should take these crack sticks off the table because this is costing you some dessert sales. because people, you know, I would have dessert, but I ate 402 of those crack sticks earlier and I can't have any more.
Pasta before my pasta.
Right.
Bite your tongue. Take the crack sticks off the table.
I'm kidding.
Jimmy'sCafe.com is their website.
All right, let's meet our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi. Everybody who gets on the challenge gets a unique broadcast opportunity. That's a chance to plug some business, if you like, or just say hello to the family or shout out to the boss or suck up to the boss in the hopes that it gets you some sort of promotion at work. Go ahead, Jerry.
I would like to say my wife and I had fostered about 15 years, and we wound up adopting 5 different children, so my message would be, consider adoption and consider fostering, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see the questions and categories you get to choose from here today, Jerry. Led, of course, by our topical category, have you been paying attention? Category 2 is sports and games and nudity. Or category 3, October's musical birthdays. Which one would you like?
I'm going to go with the October musical birthday.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Jerry, who is older, Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth?
David Lee Roth.
Sammy Hagar. Who's older, Tanya Tucker or Marie Osmond?
Marie Osmond.
Tanya Tucker. Who is older, Tito Jackson or Jackson Brown?
Jackson Brown.
Correct. Who's older, Natalie Merchant or Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Dogg.
Natalie Merchant. Who's older, Helen Reddy or Grace Slick? Grace Slick was born in 1939, Helen Reddy in 1941. You're correct. Natalie Merchant, 1963, Snoop Dogg, 72, Jackson Brown, 1948, Tito Jackson, 1953, Tanya Tucker, 58, 1958, Marie Osmond, 1960, and Sammy Hagar is 8 years older than David Lee Roth. So let's see how you did here, Jerry. You got the three, you got the five. Well, that's 8 points, just enough for the win. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I bring in contestant number two. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just out here delivering pizzas, so I just got to say, tip your delivery drivers.
Okay. Have you ever had one of those situations where you walked up to the door and there was that woman behind the door and, you know...
Oh, I wish. That sounds like a great time.
Yeah, when I was 18 years old delivering pizzas, that was my fantasy, too. Never had. I once had a guy in a bathrobe, and I just got the hell out of there. Which category would you like here, Mike? We have you been paying attention? Sports and games and nudity, or Tom Hanks co-stars? That's our new third category, because he's in this new movie, Bridge of Spies, that I like, that opens today.
I'll take sports and games and nudity. Sounds right up my alley.
Well, maybe it is. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which two daily fantasy sports sites are being investigated by the FBI?
DraftKings and FanDuel.
Yeah, and they're in trouble in Illinois, too. Which former NBA star was found unresponsive in a Nevada brothel this week?
Lamar Odom.
Correct. Which magazine announced that because there's so much porn online, it'll stop publishing nude photos of women next year?
That would be Playboy.
Correct. What is the name of the team that beat the Indiana Fever and got its third WNBA title in 5 years this week?
The Sparks.
Minnesota Lynx. Five-pointer now. You need this for the win. Which state has such budget problems that it now issues an IOU to anyone who wins more than $600 in the lottery?
I'm going to say California.
It's Illinois.
They
are having serious problems there. And by the way, you know who's mad about this? Every convenience store owner in Illinois who sells lottery tickets, because, first of all, they're not getting their piece of the pie when somebody wins. And second of all, not as many people are coming in to buy tickets because they're going to end up with an IOU, and who knows when they're going to collect.
Yeah, after at first it was 25,000 or more, right?
Yes.
And then they dropped it all the way down to $600.
$600.
So that's a huge red flag.
Yeah, maybe I'll take a scratcher. That'll be about it.
I don't know. Does that include scratchers, though?
I think it includes everything in the Illinois lottery.
But I guess the chances are, on a scratcher, you'll probably win under $600.
Well,
for the most part.
I guess so. It's not like winning Powerball.
No.
Yeah. Mike, you got the one, the two, and the three. And, unfortunately, that's where it stopped. So you only got 6 points. So for our punishment music today, because, you know, when you don't win, you get punished on the Harris Challenge.
Correct.
Next Wednesday is the date that Marty McFly and Doc Brown traveled to in the DeLorean when they went into the future in Back to the Future 2. They went to October 21st, 2015. And by the way, movie theaters across the St. Louis area are going to show the Back to the Future movies, all three of them, starting at 4:29 p.m. next Wednesday, which is the time that they arrived in our year. So I thought, okay, what can we do with that that's punishment music related? Well, of course, who played Marty McFly's father, George McFly? That would be Crispin Glover, who recorded one of the great pieces of punishment music ever.
Yeah.
It was a hit song for Nancy Sinatra, but not for Crispin Glover.
You keep saying you got something for me. There's something you call love, I confess. You've been a mess where you should have been a mess. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots make a watch, and that's just what comes through. One of these days, these boots, I know, want all of you.
All right, McFly, okay, you're not hired for the Under the Sea dance.
1.21 gigawatts.
Shoot that through him, and maybe you'll get it right. Mike, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. You guys have a good one.
Thank you very much.
And on that big electronic screen, incidentally, in the town square, it says Cubs win the World Series.
Yes. Do you remember the team that they beat?
Miami.
Miami.
Oh, that's right.
So that's not going to happen this year.
And later on in the scene where Biff goes through the courthouse building and there's the front page of the USA Today, on the front page it said Cubs sweep in five.
So that five.
Means that means a nine-game series.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we should do to the Cubs this year. If they win four games of the World Series, hey, you didn't win anything yet. You still got to win one more.
You have to win five.
Mark, welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Drive it home, and I help the Cubs lose every game at the NLCS.
Okay. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Tom Hanks co-stars, or our new third category, Yes, Master?
Tom Hanks co-star.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the highest paid member of the cast of Splash not named Hanks?
Daryl Hannah.
John Candy. Who co-starred with Tom Hanks in both Punchline and Forrest Gump?
Gary Sinise.
Sally Field. In what movie did Tom Hanks co-star with Madonna? You can pass if you want. Okay. Who played the character that Tom Hanks character chases throughout the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Who's his co-star? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Correct. For what movie was Barkhad Abdi nominated for an Oscar for co-starring with Hanks as a Somali pirate?
Captain Phillips.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. In what movie did Tom Hanks co-star with Madonna?
I'm drawing a complete blank. That's kind of sad.
What if I told you it was also Gina Davis and Rosie O'Donnell?
And Gary
Marshall.
League of Their Own.
A League of Their Own, yeah. You got the four and you got the five, Mark. That's a total of nine, and that's enough to win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on. Dan will tell you about your prizes, and I'll bring in our fourth contestant now. Hello, Clay.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What are you going to plug?
How about my journalism students at Rockwood Summit High School?
Okay. You dedicating the challenge to them?
I will dedicate the challenge.
Okay. You know, when you dedicate something, you're supposed to win.
I know, and I have a feeling it's not going to happen.
Well, we'll see. Two categories.
And share the spoils.
That's right. Right now, they're all sitting around the radio going, come on, donuts.
Donuts.
Two categories left here, Clay. We have you been paying attention, or Yes, Master.
Let's try the Yes, Master.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. At which St. Louis educational institution did Masters and Johnson begin their pioneering research into human sexual response?
Pass.
On the Seinfeld Master of Your Domain episode, who was the first one out of the contest?
Kramer.
Correct. Which Las Vegas magic duo used to bill their show as Masters of the Impossible?
Siegfried and Roy.
Correct. Which institution were Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five the first hip-hop act to be inducted into?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Correct. In Star Wars lore, what rank do you have to hold before becoming a Jedi Master?
I should know this one of all of them. I'm a Padawan.
Jedi Knight.
Yes.
All right, which St. Louis educational institution did Masters and Johnson start at?
Washington University.
That's correct. If only you'd known the Jedi Knight, it would have been a clean sweep, Clay.
I'm most embarrassed about that one.
Well, with 10 points, you're still a winner. Congratulations. The students can be proud of you. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize. And I will bring in our final contestant today. Hello, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Hi. What are you going to plug today?
Well, I thought I'd plug that the relics of St. Maria Goretti are going to be at the cathedral in Belleville all day Monday. People can come out and see that.
Okay. One category left up here, Scott. It's have you been paying attention? We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country did President Obama say thousands of American troops would remain deployed in through 2017?
Iran.
Afghanistan. Which country did President Obama deploy 300 troops to for the first time this week? Zimbabwe, Cameroon, or Bhutan?
Zimbabwe.
Cameroon, to help fight Boko Haram. For 1 point each, name the three candidates of the Democratic debate this week that are not named Bernie or Hillary.
No clue. I didn't watch it.
You want to go to the four-pointer?
Sure.
Which fast food company's franchisees are complaining about having to serve breakfast all day?
McDonald's.
Correct. What is the name of the Missouri governor who died in a plane crash 15 years ago today?
Brown.
Mel Carnahan was his name. He was running for Senate. After he died, he still won the election, and his wife, Jean, took the seat in Washington. The three candidates not named Bernie or Hillary were Jim Webb, Martin O'Malley, and Lincoln Chafee. Don't bother remembering them. By the way, about Afghanistan, I just want to say this. We're keeping troops there because the Afghanis cannot protect their country yet. We've been there 12 years. We've been training them for 12 years. I'm sure one more year will make a difference. Don't you think? Year 13! That's the one!
That's the one that, yeah, they've got four or five people that actually can fight now?
That's exactly it. Although I haven't checked, it may be down to three. Scott, all you got there was McDonald's for 4 points, and that means I'm going to have to punish you as well. Here is Crispin Glover again.
And you keep losing when I'm not there.
This is from the album I Need a Laxative.
Oh.
You keep saving when I'm the savior. No, it's mine, it's right, but you ain't been right yet. And he cooks me for washing. And that's just what they'll do. Oh, one of these days, these boots, I'm going to walk. Oh,
you know, you would think that album didn't sell a lot, but I checked, Dan. It went lead.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Those the same boots that he almost kicked Letterman in the face with?
That's exactly the ones. Wow. With the big heels. Scott, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
You as well. Take care.
Thank you very much. One last thing about Back to the Future. Not only is it going to be in movie theaters next Wednesday at 4:29 p.m. for the actual date of the future in Back to the Future, but 2 weeks from tonight, the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra is going to show the movie while they play along.
Oh, cool.
And you've gone to some of these, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They're outstanding.
Last one I saw was Godfather. We've also seen a couple of Charlie Chaplin movies that way. They strip away the musical part of the soundtrack, and they play it live while you're watching the movie. If you've never had that experience, any movie you see with them will be good, but I think this one will be terrific, too, with that wonderful score. I wonder if they play Power of Love, the Huey Lewis song, or Out of Time,
or the other Huey Lewis stuff that's in there. Yeah.
So that's 2 weeks from tonight. There might still be tickets available. That's the Harris Challenge for today. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. If you've missed any previous challenges, you can get them on my website, harrisonline.com, and come back here next Friday to play on the air on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.